The execution of this surprise onsite kit, why did you feel like you wanted to dial it up when you did?
I think once you recover it, that's the execution you're looking for. I thought the guys did a good job knowing where they were going. There's a lot of things that go into that kick. First of all, Robbie's got to hit a good kick. You're scheming it so guys are getting blocked. You know, it's not just a mad scramble for the ball. The ball had to go 10 yards. Sherrick let it go 10 yards, jumped on it. So, you know, in terms of decision-making, you know, we've got things up every week. That particular play wasn't put in for that particular team. You've got to scheme it because people align differently. So there's a couple of changes from week to week. But, you know, just happened to, you know, we're in a game, we're down, you know, get a little momentum going. They've got a pretty good kickoff return group, you know, so there's a lot of things that go into that. And Coach made the call, and, you know, we executed it.
Have you seen evolution in your kickoff return unit and the productivity they've had here in the last month?
Yeah, we've definitely improved. You know, Deontay's given us a spark there. I think probably more than that, the guys are better understanding what we're trying to get accomplished. I think they're doing a better job in the meeting room, knowing whatever their matchup is, knowing, you know, where they can miss. A lot of times in a return game, it's not about having a devastating block. It's about blocking with leverage. It's about making sure you're blocking the right guy from the right angle. And, you know, practice has been much better, and the results have come in the game.
What's the greatest spark that Deontay provides?
Well, he's got really good speed. You know, I think I told you guys a couple weeks ago, as we evaluated him before we acquired him, that was like the one thing you saw, you know, in him is his kickoff return ability. And you see the speed on tape, and, you know, he's just done a really good job embracing that role. And, you know, he's a little bit young at that. He hadn't had a whole lot of game experience, but he's done a good job adjusting some of his return style to what we're trying to get accomplished.
Yeah, you've been very even-keeled this year through some tough times. But given that, are you kind of pumped up when you see kind of things come to fruition as they did as an entire special teams unit?
Well, I think Coach talks to the team about it, and I believe he's right. You're always trying to be the same guy. You know, it's never trying to get too high or too low over the course of a game. There's a lot of things that happen over a course of a game that can be really good or really bad. And a lot of the things that happen on special teams, there's such big field position type of plays. If they're big plays or negative plays for you, regardless of what it is, you know that you're going to have to play several more plays. So, you know, I've tried to stay even keeled. You know, I think that's a lot to my personality. You know, I'm not – nobody feels worse after a penalty than the guy who committed it, right? I mean, me ripping a guy on the sideline isn't going to get – that play back, and you're trying to educate them, okay, here's what they saw, here's what they called, and the same thing on a good play. You know, I mean, that it can provide some energy, it can provide some field position, but, you know, jumping up and down and high-fiving guys and, you know, tackling guys, I mean, you see some coaches do that stuff on the sideline, and, you know, we're trying to meet the expectations and standards that we've set, and, you know, when we do that, usually things go well.
Jeff, just to go back, do you think John Fox made the call on the onside kick and it wasn't something that you guys had necessarily planned on going into the game, but once he made the call at halftime, then you guys kind of focused in on executing it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how many special teams coaches around the league call onside kick without asking the head football coach.
No, so that's what I'm asking. Did he go to you or you went to him and said, why don't we
onside? We talk about stuff throughout a week, you know, different situations that may come up. He just told me at halftime, you know, we're going to start the second half with this, and we did.
Jeff, what does Deontay have to do to maybe translate some of that return speed to possibly get a greater opportunity in the receiving core that's been a little banged up, a little undermanned?
About 24 hours from now, you can ask Goose that question. I have absolutely no idea. I mean, we're just trying to do our job.
Jeff, did you know that Robbie had never had a successful outside kick here?
I didn't know that until maybe the Green Bay game. It wasn't something that, you know, you're looking at guys, what their history is, the things that they've done on tape. They've recovered onside kicks here in the past. A guy's been offsides. You know, the opposing coach calls timeout. There's, you know, a lot of different things that can happen. And somebody hit me up with that after the game. You know, he's never, you know, the Bears have never recovered one. that he's kicked. And that was surprising because I've seen stuff on tape. You know, the surprise one that he hit against, I think it was Green Bay last year. You know, there's a bunch of guys who had a chance. That ball kind of gets kicked around. But, yeah, I was aware of that.
What has Mitch Unrein brought to that kick return team?
Well, experience, number one. Mitch played that exact same spot for us in Denver anytime he was active. Mitch loves contact, and he's a really good athlete. Part of the reason why he got promoted, elevated, got the opportunity to play goal line fullback is some of the things that he did in the kickoff return game. There was a kickoff return we had against Houston at a home game, I believe 2012, where we kind of ran a scheme which required him to read several coverage guys and kind of work up on a next level. Very unnatural thing for defensive linemen to do. And we had the fullback get hurt over the course of that season. It was like, okay, who else? And, you know, we were talking about a staff meeting. I said, you guys need to come watch this clip and, you know, maybe he can do those things. But he loves contact. He's a really good athlete. He understands leverage. He's actually has good hands. You know, he's picked up a couple squib kicks. And, you know, Mitch is just a really detailed blue-collar guy and works at that stuff.
Do